Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, singing Alleluia, Alleluia.
Welcome to the Go and Teach Bible Study program presented by the Monte Vista Church of Christ in Phoenix, Arizona. We want to thank you for joining us today as we examine the truth of God's Word and the answers it holds to life's most important questions. If you have questions about this lesson or would like to study further, please contact us at montevistacoc.com. Now let's open our Bibles and study God's Word together. Well, hello everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Go and Teach Bible Study program this morning. If you're in the Phoenix area and you're looking for a place to worship the Lord, won't you come over to Monte Vista Church of Christ? We're located at 2202 North 40th Street. Our Bible classes on Sunday morning start at 9:30. We have worship services at 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings. And then again, we meet on Wednesday night for Bible study at 7 o'clock. Hope you find a welcoming and inviting place to come and study and worship God. Certainly would love to have you with us. As a general rule, we in this nation are extremely blessed. One of our elders at Monte Vista just got back from a preaching trip in Sierra Leone, Africa, recently. And he came back with a lot of stories about the financial and physical condition of the people there, how they didn't, in most cases, have electricity in their homes, how running water was pretty scarce, how, in fact, most of their homes were really not homes at all, but more like permanent tents that they had set up sort of around the city. When I think about that, I think about how we are all stewards of the great blessings that God has given us in our life, and God has truly blessed us well in the United States of America. You know, as a general rule, we have our homes, we have our cars, we have, you know, access to public transportation and clean food and running water and all these things that sometimes we might take for granted. But as we are so blessed in this country, as each and every one of us really do have quite a lot to call our own, it can be really easy for us to develop a selfish view of what we have in this life. We can start to become unwilling to share what we have, to share our time, to share our attention, and to share our material blessings with those that are around us. Yeah, that's the attitude that sometimes has crept into the society here is, you know, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours and never the twain shall meet. But as servants of the Lord, we need to cast off these feelings of selfishness, and we need to look for opportunities to show hospitality to all men. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning is hospitality. What it means to show hospitality, what it means for us in our life to be hospitable. And when we talk about hospitality, we're really talking about the love that we have toward our neighbor. If you actually look at the Greek word used throughout the New Testament to talk about hospitality, it's a compound word meaning the love of strangers or the love of our neighbor. And so that's what we're going to talk about this morning. The Bible has a lot to say about the subject of hospitality. We could easily go back to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 19, where we see there how the children of Israel were commanded to love the stranger, for they were once strangers in the land of Egypt. We could easily go back into the Old Testament and look at all the examples and talk about hospitality that was shown back then. We could also easily look at the New Testament, where in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2, the Hebrew writer says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels." There's a command to entertain strangers because you don't know if you're going to be entertaining an angel or not. You know, we could also look at passages like 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9, where Peter says to be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Then he goes on to talk about the great blessings that we have and how we can share those with one another. But today, we're not going to look at all of the great examples of hospitality throughout God's Word. We're going to focus on one man who showed great hospitality in his life and who taught a lot about hospitality, and that is the man Jesus Christ. He showed hospitality in his own life, and he taught about hospitality, although he didn't have a home, although he didn't have the things that we typically associate with showing hospitality today. You know, sometimes today we can get into this mindset where we think hospitality is just inviting someone into your home and feeding them and sending them on their way. But as we look at the example of Jesus, we're going to see clearly that hospitality is more than just inviting someone into your home or cooking for them. But hospitality is, you know, creating an atmosphere of welcoming and love for those people who are around us that need our help. And so if you have a Bible and you're able to, turn over to Luke, the 14th chapter. Luke chapter 14, we're going to look here at a teaching of Jesus and how Jesus proved himself to be a friend to the friendless. Jesus here teaches in Luke chapter 14, verse 12, about hospitality when he's there actually experiencing the hospitality of someone else. He's in the house of a Pharisee, sitting down to eat. And as he looked around and he saw the people who were invited to the party, you know, bickering back and forth about who's going to sit where and who's most important, Jesus taught a couple of lessons about that. And one of the lessons that he teaches is here in verse 12. He says, "When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just." What is Jesus here teaching? Jesus is not saying that it's not good for us to invite our friends and our neighbors and our loved ones over for dinner. You know, he's not teaching us about that. What he's saying here is that hospitality is not a vehicle for us to win some social popularity contest. When we open our lives to those who are in the greatest of need, then we are echoing Jesus' perfect example as he came to be the great physician to heal those who were sick. You know, again, Jesus is not teaching us that it's wrong for us to invite our friends and our family over for a meal, but what he's saying here is that if that's all we ever do, or if we do that to the exclusion of helping those who are strangers and those who need us, you know, if we're just looking to climb the social ladder by showing hospitality, then we're really missing out on a wonderful opportunity. Jesus was a friend to those who were friendless. And if you think about the group of people that he's teaching about here, the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, these are people who are hard to love. And society usually rejects these people outright. And what Jesus is saying is that a Christian is supposed to be one who looks to those who are without a friend and helps where we can. And Jesus also showed a perfect example of this in his own life. Not only did he teach about hospitality, but he showed perfect hospitality as well. If you turn over in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9, we see here an example of Jesus sitting down and eating with the very people that he taught about. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 10, beginning, it says, "Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came down and sat with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, 'Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?' And when Jesus heard that, he said to them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" And so we see here that Jesus, as he sits down, as he's sharing a meal with these people who society has rejected, now, these are tax collectors and these are sinners. Tax collectors at that time, you know, they were Jewish officials hired by the Roman government to go and collect taxes from the Jewish people. And the Jews hated these tax collectors. I mean, they literally hated them. They were the scum of the earth, really, for the most part. And Jesus offered his friendship, offered his service, and his perfect example to those people who needed him. Jesus was a friend to the friendless. He was hospitable to those who needed him the most. And he wants us to follow suit. We should never be so exalted in our life that we become disconnected from the needs of others. But not only was Jesus a friend to the friendless, but Jesus was one who used every opportunity to show hospitality and to teach others. And we see that as he's teaching us in Matthew chapter 25 about hospitality and how it plays a part in our judgment. This is a familiar passage to a lot of us, but Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 41, Jesus has already talked about here those who were good, those who were righteous, those who were faithful to the Lord, and how, in effect, they showed hospitality, and that played a huge factor in their acceptance into the kingdom. Jesus says in verse 41 here, "Then he will also say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they will also answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?' And then he will answer them, saying, 'Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it to me.'" What Jesus is saying here is that our relationship with God depends on our treatment of everyone, even the lowliest among us. Again, Jesus was a friend of the friendless, but Jesus is teaching us here to look for the opportunities to help. Look for the opportunities to show hospitality. I recently saw a t-shirt, and it seemed to strike a chord with me. It's something that I've believed for a very long time, but I thought it was so eloquently put on this t-shirt. It said, "A person who is nice to you, but is not nice to the waiter, is not a nice person." You know, I think that's in part what Jesus is teaching here. It doesn't do any good if you talk about how great you are and how wonderful you are as a person, if you're not willing to put it into practice and show even the lowliest people hospitality, then you're not really a nice person. And Jesus here is teaching us that the lowly, the sick, those who are downtrodden, if we're not willing to give them food, if we're not willing to give them a drink, to take care of their physical needs, then essentially we haven't done it to him. You know, our opportunities to show hospitality are just like we're showing hospitality to Jesus himself. You know, what would we do if Jesus was standing right in front of us and we had the opportunity to show hospitality to him? How would we act? And do we realize every day that we have opportunities to actually show hospitality to Jesus by showing hospitality to those who are in the greatest need among us? And so Jesus not only teaches us about hospitality, but he also shows a perfect example of hospitality. And that example is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and verse 5. This is the story of the woman in the well. This is a Samaritan woman, and Jesus is traveling through, and he goes, and he's thirsty, and he goes to the well to get a drink. And here he is sitting here, and the woman comes by, and it says here in verse 5, "So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there." So Jesus stops here at the well. "Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour, and a woman from Samaria came and drew water, and Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink.' For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. And then the woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.'" You know, and the story here goes on to talk about the conversation that the woman and Jesus have. You know, so how, you ask, how does this actually show hospitality? Because it sounds to me like Jesus is really asking her to show hospitality to him. But we see from her response to Jesus when he says, "Give me a drink," we see that she is puzzled why this Jew, Jesus, is having any kind of relationship or conversation with this woman who's a Samaritan. Not only is it a Jew and Samaritan relationship, and the Jews hated the Samaritans, but it's also Jesus being a man, and here this woman this conversation that's going on with them. So Jesus is essentially breaking down all barriers, and he's using this opportunity to teach her and to talk to her. And he would go on here to talk to her about living water and how he would provide her with living water if she would only ask. You know, this is an opportunity that Jesus took. He didn't look at the physical situation and the circumstances and just pass it off and say, you know what, there's no way I can help her. There's no way I can be a benefit to her. But Jesus stopped and broke down all the societal barriers that would normally keep somebody from talking to a Samaritan woman as a Jew. And Jesus used this chance encounter with her to teach her about the gospel. And that, to me, that shows me how Jesus used every opportunity that he had to minister and to show hospitality and to show the fact that he loved even the stranger among us. So Jesus, not only was he a friend of the friendless, not only was he one to show hospitality in every opportunity that he could, but Jesus was also one who was watchfully compassionate. We see this watchful compassion taught in Luke chapter 10, verse 29. If you want to turn over to Luke chapter 10, verse 29, this is the story of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus here is teaching us about hospitality and about showing love toward our fellow man. This was actually prompted by somebody who was asking Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? You know, trying to test him. But in Luke chapter 10, verse 29, Jesus tells them a parable and tries to show them the importance of hospitality using this parable. Jesus says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring an oil and wine, and he sat him on his own animal and brought him to the inn and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave it to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. And then Jesus said, go and do likewise. There's so many lessons that we can get from the story of the Good Samaritan. And you know, really, it's something that we should think about on a regular basis. But I want to highlight here this phrase, and when he saw him, he had compassion. And we can get so caught up in our lives, and so caught up in our day-to-day activities, that we just aren't looking at the needs of others. We aren't even opening our eyes and seeing on the periphery those people who are around us who need our help. And we're especially not able and willing oftentimes to see those who are in the greatest of need. And when we do see someone, when we do actually see someone who's in need of our support, is it compassion that we have for them? Is that our first response? Or instead, is it suspicion or fear or maybe just plain apathy? Sometimes it's hard for us to get over the suspicion that we may have that somebody is trying to fool us. Sometimes it's hard for us to get over the fear that, you know, what would happen if I actually did offer hospitality to this person? Or, you know, even worse, maybe we just don't care. Compassion should be our response as children of God. Compassion should be the thing that motivates us to go above and beyond to meet the greatest needs of those around us. And Jesus not only taught about showing compassion, but Jesus gave us a perfect example of showing compassion. If you look over in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, Jesus here shows compassion on a whole lot of people. Mark chapter 8, verse 1, it says, in those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar." Jesus was teaching and was performing many miracles and doing all kinds of things to teach the people. And they'd been following him for 3 days now and hadn't eaten. Jesus looked to them and their physical needs and had compassion on them. And we see in the coming story here in Mark chapter 8, Jesus takes some fishes and some loaves and feeds 4,000 people just from this small amount, performs this great miracle. But Jesus saw the need of the people, he acknowledged it, and he did what he could to help them. The reaction of Jesus here could have been a lot different. You know, if this were me, or if this were some people today in our society today, the motivation of Jesus might have been to not feed the people because, well, these people, they were just following him so that they could see the miracles. We'd see later on that when Jesus' teaching got tough, when Jesus' teaching really got to the point and cut them to the heart, that they left, they stopped following Jesus because they couldn't handle the teaching that he was trying to give them. And in many cases, they were just following him for the miracles and for the food. Don't you think Jesus knew that? Don't you think Jesus knew that these people were probably not going to turn to him? No, but instead, even knowing that, Jesus still decided to show compassion on them and to feed them here in this instance. So Jesus, through his teaching and through his perfect example, has told us that hospitality is about being a friend to the friendless. Hospitality is about using every opportunity that we have to teach someone and to help someone and to be a not only a physical but a spiritual blessing to them as well. And Jesus teaches us that hospitality means that we need to be watchfully compassionate toward those who need our help so much. It can be easy for us to limit hospitality by saying that it really only applies when I invite someone over into my home or when I prepare a meal for somebody. But when we look to Jesus and we see that Jesus didn't have a home and Jesus rarely provided meals for other people, but Jesus was hospitable. He showed his love to those who needed his love the most, and he was not willing to allow, you know, the social norms of the day to prevent him from helping those who were in the greatest need. If you have the opportunity and you're in the Phoenix area and would like to come by and visit the Monte Vista Church of Christ, one of the things that I hope you will see, and I know you will see, is a hospitable and welcoming group. That is something that we are called to be. Jesus has given us the perfect example of showing hospitality to those who need it. We'd love to get to know you. We'd love to know more about you and to find out how we can help you. This world is not about holding on to what it is that we have gained, but it's sharing what we have with those who are in the greatest of need. As we read about in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 19, when the children of Israel were told there, "Therefore love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt." Now, we were strangers. We were strangers and aliens from God in our sins. But he has brought us in hospitably and adopted us as sons through Jesus Christ's death on the cross. And we are so willing to share that love, that great blessing that God has given us with as many people as we can. We truly are a blessed nation. So let us use our time, our attention, and the wonderful material blessings that God has given us to do what we can for those who are in the greatest of need. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And until next week, let us have opportunity this week to show love and compassion and to be a friend to those who are friendless. Thank you for joining us today. To hear this program again, please visit our website at montevistacoc.com. If you're in the Phoenix area, come visit us at the Monte Vista Church of Christ. We're located at 2202 North 40th Street. We have Bible classes for all ages each Sunday morning at 9:30 and again on Wednesday night at 7. For more information about the Monte Vista Church of Christ or to request a personal Bible study, please go to montevistacoc.com. Amen.